Carmen says as soon as she and her family moved into their new house, which used to be a funeral parlor, strange things began to happen. Ghosts, goblins, things that go bump in the night. Well, this story sounds crazy, but my guest today insists it's true.
And it was pulling at her undergarments and touching her in her private areas.
It took different forms. When I seen it, I would see it in different shapes.
You know, you take a lot of drugs and you start to see funny
things. The whole family was on drugs?
My three-year-old
son.
Philip was not there the whole time.
And you say you were molested by an entity. Tell me about that.
I felt this strange sensation coming over my body.
Let's take a call.
Hello, Sally.
Mr. Adams, please stop calling.
It wasn't like a normal rape, not a person-to-person type.
Do ghosts really exist?
It was horrible. In the dining room floor, do you see five toes and a heel and an imprint in red?
I have to ask you, why did you just pick up your family and leave?
And then I felt this stinging penetration in my anal area.
Sucks it.
Why don't you come over and see if you can help the family? Why don't you see if you could offer some help? You're saying there was no priest there. I know there was priest there. The Roman Catholic Church was involved with this.
On the night that I discovered that there were other entities in the house, I called some people called the Warrens.
If they were molested in their beds, why didn't you just leave that next morning?
And you also sound like you're reading a script. I'm not saying spirits and ghosts don't exist, but you sound so rehearsed.
Richard, why don't you believe the Snedeker story?
Well, I think the most obvious reason for me was the inconsistencies in it.
No, ghosts have no gender, I don't think. I'm not sure, but I don't believe they have a gender.
I woke Carmen up and I said, Carmen, I think I was just sodomized by you.
I'm one of the persons that was in there for the 9.5 weeks. I'm amazed at hearing all these people that weren't even in the home. You weren't there. You weren't witness to
these
it.
These are secret things. We are Catholic.
If it's secret, you're sitting here talking about being raped and sodomized by some sort of entity, but you won't give a name.
It was all backed up.
And obviously, the exorcism worked then. You're very lucky.
Were you in the house?
No.
I lived across the street.
Before you
were you in the house still
lived
there?
You people say you didn't know that it was a funeral home. The picture that was supplied by whoever that was taken last year, the sign that says funeral home, is still on the front of the house.
Well, we feel through our investigation that necrophilia or abuse of corpses had occurred in that home.
There was no pleasure in this. And when it would take me, sexually assault me, it would laugh with such pleasure. It enjoyed what it was doing to me. And I was so terrified, I couldn't move.
Voices, a lot of scratching on the walls.
That's what it is. Even the landlord said they got behind that. He never had a problem until they got behind in the rent. Then all of a sudden,
the landlord knew there was a problem with that house.
No.
One night I ran down the street with Kelly, being sodomized the whole way. What about the covers coming off? What about the sodomization? What about the apparitions my children saw?
The whole point, though, Sally. The whole point.